Open Line.
You are listening to Open Line. I'm your chief correspondent, Megan Holliday, back from a special assignment. So let's talk about Los Angeles Police Department officer Joe Cerrito. Now, he's been running in full-duty uniform since 2016, logging over 500 miles to honor fallen law enforcement. He's raised over $40,000 for law enforcement, sponsored youth programs, and programs supporting the memory of fallen first responders. So his recent run was called the Run to Remember, Just 'Cause. On March 9th through 11th, Officer Cerrito ran in full-duty uniform from Bakersfield, California to downtown Los Angeles. So joining me on the program this morning is Officer Joe Cerrito. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Megan. Great. Thank you for having me.
All right. So we definitely have to talk about your recent Run to Remember, Just 'Cause, which took place a couple weeks ago. But before we get into the actual run itself, can you tell us the story about fallen police officer Ian Campbell, who was kidnapped and killed about 55 years ago, and why you decided to begin running in his name in the first place?
Well, it goes back a little bit. I was talking to some of my peers who were part of my support team about something I would like to do, and that's run in memory of all the fallen LAPD officers throughout our history. Start at where their end of watch occurred, and then run it into our downtown fallen police memorial. When I did some research, I was looking into Officer Ian Campbell, who was killed in the line of duty in 1963, March 9th. And he was kidnapped and brought to the onion fields of Bakersfield by some real bad folks, and he was killed there. So the run, my first run for remembering our fallen LAPD officers was Ian Campbell. And then as things went on, I made contact with his daughter and learned a lot more about Ian, and also his connection with bagpipes and so on. And it's been a real honor to run for him and his family.
Well, I can only imagine how much that must mean to Ian Campbell's daughter and family. And I really do think it's just so vital because it's symbolic of all of the men and women who have fallen and sacrificed their lives to serve our community. Now, I'd like to congratulate you, first of all, on exceeding your goal to raise $5,000 via your CrowdRise page. And I do want to let people know that if you still want to donate to the CrowdRise page, you can do that. So if you just Google CrowdRise, Just 'Cause, Remembering Our Fallen, it will come up and you can actually donate now. So I wanted to ask you, Officer Cerrito, what will these funds that you've raised go toward?
Well, there was two things that we wanted to touch on, and that was our fallen officer memorial wall in downtown LA, just for upkeep, and for the inner city at-risk children, which is more important, to get an opportunity to run with first responders in the Run to Remember. And some of the proceeds that I raised will waive their registration fee.
Oh, that's so awesome. And yeah, so you just mentioned the Run to Remember, which is coming up on April 8th in Los Angeles, kicking off at the Grove. And you actually get to run through the Paramount Studios back lot, which sounds like a lot of fun. Now, can you tell us about the Run to Remember and what it signifies and what people are running for?
The Run to Remember LA is for a great cause. It brings awareness of fallen officers and fallen officers' families, and it also assists with different programs for at-risk children and young adults in our city.
Wonderful. And again, that's coming up on April 8th, if you'd like to join in that run. So, Officer Cerrito, I'm wondering, when you first began running in 2016, was there a particular event that happened, or did you just have an aha moment where you just realized there was something that you could actually do to honor those who've sacrificed their lives in the line of duty? How did that sort of happen?
Well, in 2016, it was a real tough year for law enforcement nationwide. We lost several officers, and I was talking to another officer, Christina Tudor, about what can we do to make a difference and bring attention to these fallen officers and their families. And our first run was Project Endure, in which Christina and I ran from L.A. To California's capital, Sacramento, to the Memorial Wall, which is 420 miles And Christine and I ran one man on, one man off throughout that endurance run. And that really sparked me to continue running for our fallen officers and our fallen officers' families.
Now, before you go on these long, strenuous runs that are hundreds of miles long, are you doing a ton of training beforehand? Are you eating a certain way? Or, you know, have you always been super athletic? So this is kind of a breeze. What's the experience been like?
Well, that's really a good question. I don't really consider myself an athlete. I consider myself an average guy, to be honest. And the one thing I've been given a gift of is heart. Running is just something that I could do, and then I've been doing it later in my life. I'm 49 now, and I really started getting into endurance running in just the last few years. And it's just something that I can do. Some people can sing. Some people can write. I can run, and this is just a way that I can tribute to those that have given the ultimate sacrifice.
Now, something that you just said right now that I just absolutely love is that you have heart. And I really feel as though that is extremely apparent, and we can feel it. And just thank you so much. I just think what you've done is just so remarkable, and what you continue to do just to raise awareness and really to honor so many great men and women who have sacrificed their lives in the line of duty. It really is so important that we remember those people. Now, for those who would like to register or donate to Run to Remember Los Angeles, you can visit runtoremember.la.org. And I would just like to thank you so much, Officer Joe Cerrito, for joining me on the program today. And again, just thank you so much.
Megan, thank you. And we all, as first responders, appreciate your interest. And stay safe.
This is Open Line with Tammy Heidi.